99.7 DJX. We're on the
fifth floor.
What's the most famous room here at Waverly Hills? Welcome to 502.
Oh,
we're in room 502.
I need a prayer warning. Has anyone heard about the nurse that was found hanging in 502? Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
She wasn't in there.
Okay.
She was right here.
Oh, hey.
Now,
so she just pointed up and is right above us.
This nurse was pregnant at some point.
Oh, God.
And she had had an affair with the married doctor up on the property.
Holla. Sorry.
There's
inappropriate,
two versions of this story.
Okay.
The first story is she found out she was pregnant. He didn't want anything to do with her. So he did an abortion for her, but something went wrong, and he hung her there to cover it up.
Oh, my goodness.
The other story is
she told the doctor he didn't want anything to do with her. She did the abortion on herself. She was so depressed, and she actually hung herself there. To this day, we're still not sure. We've gotten some EVPs, and we've gotten our spirit box to tell us different stories, but we're never actually going to know the truth. Where you guys parked didn't used to be our parking lot. That used to be the washout for the septic system, and the fetus was actually found down there in that parking lot area.
Oh, my.
Now, there was another nurse. There's a set of windows, excuse me, right behind me back here. And another nurse was either pushed or she jumped out that window back there. 502 does strange things to people. I've had people go in and vomit. I've had people go in and pass out. I've had people that just can't breathe and want to sit on the floor. Some people just start crying. If by chance you do go in 502 in just a moment, you have any of those, leave the area. When you leave the area, they'll generally leave you alone. I'm just giving you forewarning because we're on the fifth floor, and it's harder to get you out of here if you're passed out, as it is the second floor. Now, up here, you also have the children's ward, which is that large room right behind you. That was a 16-bed ward for the children who had TB. Over here is another 16-bed ward. This here was for patients that were a little bit different than the rest of the hospital patients. These were patients of TB of the brain. They weren't your standard TB of the lung that ran here. They weren't crazy, but because the TB was attacking their brain, they were a little bit mentally unstable. Now, here's my question. Why do you put the kids and the unstable people on the roof? I don't know, but that's what they did.
Really solid question, dude. Really solid question.
Yes. Back.